The massive cascading balloon arch you saw at that luxury wedding last weekend.
It definitely didn't cost thousands of dollars to make.
No, exactly. In fact, the raw materials behind that giant, you know, Instagram-worthy installation probably costs less than the Uber ride you took to get to the venue.
Yeah, which is always shocking for people to hear.
It is. And today we are doing a deep dive into this comprehensive guide by Daniel Moreau. He's the lead balloon artist and installation specialist at Party Boutiques in Thornhill, Ontario.
And his breakdown is just fascinating, really.
It is, because he basically pulls back the curtain on the entire event decor industry, right? He shows us the actual economics and mechanics behind those super lush designs. Okay, let's unpack this. The mission today is uncovering how to pull off that high-end aesthetic on a surprisingly tight budget.
It really fundamentally changes how you look at event planning. I mean, when you see a sprawling organic balloon garland spanning a staircase.
Right, it feels totally out of reach for a normal person.
Exactly. But the guide breaks down the reality here. A DIY setup can cost as little as $29.99.
Which is wild.
Yeah, but that low price point is only achievable if you understand the underlying mechanics of modern decor.
I look at it a lot like walking into the kitchen of a Michelin star restaurant. You might be shocked to find that the raw ingredients, like the flour, the butter, the onions,
they're just normal ingredients.
Yeah. They're essentially the exact same things you have sitting in your own pantry right now.
Mm-hmm.
You aren't paying $500 for the butter itself.
Right.
You're paying for the chef's labor, their technique, and their understanding of the physics of heat.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
The raw ingredients are incredibly cheap. But the execution is what costs money.
That is the perfect framework for this, honestly. And before we get into the heavy-duty professional installations, we really need to establish that baseline raw ingredient.
Make sure we have the basics down.
Exactly. We need to look at how a complete novice can build a massive piece of decor at home and why the physical engineering behind it has made the process practically foolproof.
Right.
So the guide outlines an entry-level kit from Party Boutiques. For about $30, you get a 116-piece set, and that yields an 8 to 16-foot garland.
Which is an enormous footprint for $30. I mean, 16 feet is longer than most SUVs.
Oh, absolutely. It creates a major focal point in any room. But the most revealing part of the kit is what's actually inside it. You get the balloons, obviously, a clear plastic decorating strip, and glue dots.
Okay.
But the most crucial element of that list is actually what's missing. There is zero helium involved.
Wait, no helium at all? I feel like that is the single biggest misconception out there. When people think party balloons, they immediately factor in the cost of those heavy, expensive metal helium tanks.
Oh, for sure.
So if I'm building this massive structure without making it float, I have to ask, how does it not just look like a sad, deflated mess hovering inches off the carpet?
What's fascinating here is the fundamental difference between the physics of helium and the physics of atmospheric air.
Okay, lay some science on me.
Well, helium is a highly evasive gas. At a molecular level, helium atoms are incredibly small.
So pouring helium into a porous latex balloon is essentially like pouring dry sand through a tennis racket.
That's a great way to picture it, yeah. The molecular holes in the latex are just too big to trap the gas inside for very long.
Oh, wow.
That is exactly the mechanism at play. The helium slips right through the microscopic pores of the latex, and that's why a helium balloon is usually falling to the floor within 12 to 24 hours.
Right, they never last.
But an air-filled arch uses regular atmospheric air, primarily nitrogen and oxygen. Those molecules are significantly larger.
Oh, I see where this is going.
Yeah. Because they can't escape through the latex pores as easily, an air-filled balloon will hold its shape indoors for several days, up to a couple of weeks.
2 weeks? Wait, seriously? That completely rewrites the entire timeline of party planning. I mean, the absolute worst, most stressful part of hosting any gathering is that frantic morning of prep.
Oh, it's a nightmare.
You're running around trying to coordinate food, cleaning the house, and setting up decor before the doorbell rings. If these things last for 2 weeks, you can build the entire arch the night before, or even like the Wednesday before a Saturday event.
It eliminates that morning of stress entirely. It really does. But, you know, you can't just leave a latex structure sitting anywhere and expect it to look pristine a week later.
There's a catch.
Just a little one. The guide is very clear about the environmental chemistry here. The primary enemies of latex are heat and ultraviolet light.
Okay.
See, latex isn't a synthetic plastic. It's a natural product made of interconnected polymer chains. When UV light from the sun hits those balloons, it acts like a microscopic pair of scissors.
It's literally snipping the chemical bonds holding the material together.
Precisely. The UV radiation breaks down those polymer chains. The material starts to oxidize.
Oh, so that's why they get weird and hazy.
Exactly. They turn cloudy, matte, and ultimately brittle until they just shatter from the inside out. And heat is the other major issue, because it causes the trapped air inside to rapidly expand.
Until the structural integrity fails and it pops.
Right. So the golden rule of preservation is to keep the arch away from heating vents and completely out of direct afternoon sunlight.
Got it.
If you manage those two factors, even a basic kit is practically indestructible indoors.
Okay, so I understand the physics of the air inside. But let's talk about the exterior aesthetic for a second.
Sure.
I have a pile of 116 inflated balloons sitting in my living room. How does this pile turn into a structured cascading arch without me having a complete design meltdown?
That's the fun part. The secret to the entire modern aesthetic relies on deliberate inconsistency.
Deliberate inconsistency.
Yeah, when you use a hand pump to inflate those balloons, you must purposefully inflate them to three or four radically different sizes. The visual goal is to mix large, medium, and small profiles.
Oh, so it sounds a lot like high-end floral design.
Exactly like that.
Like if you cram a dozen identical red roses into a glass vase, it looks like a cheap last-minute Valentine's Day delivery. But if you mix massive, blooming peonies with smaller filler flowers and different textures of greenery,
it completely elevates it.
Yeah, it immediately looks like a custom, expensive centerpiece. You need that variance in scale.
That variance in scale is the defining characteristic of the organic balloon trend. If you inflate every single balloon to an identical, uniform circumference, your arch is going to look incredibly dated.
Like the prom decor from my high school.
Right. It evokes those rigid, mathematically perfect arches of a 1990s school dance. Mixing the sizes creates a visually dense, lush texture. And once you have that chaotic mix, the engineering basically takes over.
Okay, so what's the actual assembly process?
You take the tied necks of those balloons and you push them through pre-cut holes in the clear plastic decorating strip.
And that strip essentially acts as the spinal cord for the whole operation. It dictates the overarching shape.
It does. But, you know, a spine with balloons attached to it still looks a bit hollow. There are going to be gaps between the larger spheres.
Right.
That's where the third component of the kit comes in, which is the glue dots. You take your absolute smallest balloons, the 5-inch ones, and you use the double-sided glue dots to stick them directly into those structural gaps.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah, it hides the plastic strip completely and creates this seamless, solid wall of color.
Okay, so if this DIY method is so structurally sound, lasts for weeks, and only costs the equivalent of a couple of pizzas.
I know where you're going with this.
I have to ask the obvious question. Are professional balloon artists terrified of going out of business? I mean, why would anyone ever pay hundreds of dollars for a professional installation if the base materials are this cheap and the DIY process is this accessible?
Well, think back to your Michelin star chef analogy. The raw ingredients are cheap, sure. But an event designer is providing execution, structural engineering, and customized materials that go far beyond a retail kit. The guide identifies specific, critical scenarios where relying on a DIY kit is actually a massive mistake.
Let's hear them.
The first is when you have complex structural needs.
Right, because the DIY kit we just walked through requires a wall. The plastic strip has to be taped or tied flat against a physical surface, like a doorway or a mantle.
The house itself is doing all the heavy lifting.
Exactly.
But what if your event design requires a massive arch floating completely freestanding in the absolute middle of the dance floor?
Oh, yeah. That's not going to work with a plastic strip.
Or what if it needs to safely span a wide corporate stage or climb 20 feet up a high venue ceiling? A $30 retail bag does not come with the heavy-duty metal bases, the reusable framing, or the rigging equipment necessary to safely defy gravity.
Professionals build actual architecture.
They really do.
That makes total sense. A few command hooks and some tape aren't going to hold a 16-foot arch in the middle of a room. So what's the next scenario where hiring a pro is the better move?
Precise color matching and premium materials.
Oh.
When you buy a kit, you are getting standard, preset retail colors. But let's say you're organizing a major corporate gala. If your company's brand identity relies on a highly specific Pantone shade of deep navy blue,
and you show up with a generic kit that reads as baby blue,
that's a huge problem.
Oh, absolutely. Brand managers do not mess around with color palettes. The same goes for weddings. If the bridal party is wearing a very specific muted sage green, a neon lime balloon is going to ruin every photograph.
Exactly. So to achieve those highly specific shades, professional designers use a technique called double stuffing.
Double stuffing, yeah.
They physically layer one uninflated colored latex balloon inside another of a different color.
Oh, wow.
Right. When inflated together, the light passes through both layers, creating an entirely custom, opaque, luxurious hue that you simply cannot buy off a shelf. They also incorporate premium finishes like high-shine chrome, italics, and massive 36-inch focal balloons.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Hiring a professional installer isn't about buying better air.
Not at all.
It's about purchasing structural integrity, custom aesthetic curation, and ultimately, peace of mind. You are basically buying your own time back.
And that peace of mind scales dramatically with the size of the guest list. I mean, if you are hosting a gathering of 80, 100, or 300 people, the logistical complexity of the event is already staggering.
Oh, sure.
The time you save by not having to inflate, tie, and rig hundreds of balloons is invaluable. Furthermore, professionals actually return to the venue to execute a safe, clean takedown after the event is over.
So you aren't left popping balloons at 2 a.m.
Exactly.
Which is a brilliant service for a massive wedding or a corporate retreat. But let's pivot back to the listener who is just throwing a smaller, intimate gathering.
Okay, back to DIY.
Say it's a birthday party in an apartment. The design allows for taping an arch against a focal wall. And you got a free evening to build it yourself.
Right.
How do you ruthlessly optimize your budget to keep things incredibly cheap while still achieving that high-end custom look?
Well, the guide offers some incredibly practical habits for minimizing costs, specifically addressing where DIYers usually make their biggest financial mistakes.
Okay, take notes, everyone.
The very first rule of thumb is to always build your foundation with a prepackaged kit rather than buying loose bags of supplies.
That feels a bit counterintuitive. In almost any other scenario, like buying groceries or buying hardware, buying bulk, loose items is significantly cheaper than buying a neatly packaged kit.
It seems like it should be cheaper, yeah. But event decor economics work a bit differently.
So,
well, if you go into a party store and individually purchase a bag of large balloons, a bag of medium balloons, a bag of small balloons, plus a separate roll of decorating strip and a separate box of glue dots,
it adds up fast.
Exactly. The a la carte total will almost always exceed the $30 price tag of a comprehensive kit. Plus, by buying loose bags, you are forcing yourself to calculate the mathematical size ratios from scratch.
Oh, right.
The kit has already done that aesthetic math for you.
It provides the baseline constraints so you don't overpurchase.
Huh.
Okay, so we start with the kit. But my immediate instinct is to take that base kit and buy a bunch of extra colors to customize it and make it my own. Why shouldn't I do that?
That leads directly to the second rule, the one accent rule.
The one accent rule.
When people try to customize, they often throw 4 or 5 extra colors into the mix. Visually, that creates a chaotic, messy aesthetic.
Oh, I've seen those. They look like a circus exploded.
Right. A high-end, intentional garland usually relies on just 2 or 3 carefully selected colors. The advice is to stick to the main color palette of your base kit and purchase exactly one accent pack.
So you're enforcing elegant constraints. Less is more.
Always. You can grab a 50-count pack of latex balloons for roughly $8.99. It keeps the design looking exceptionally clean, and it prevents your budget from creeping upward.
Makes sense.
And the final strategy for minimizing cost focuses on your specialty additions, like foil balloons. The rule is to treat them like reusable hardware, not disposable trash.
That is a great perspective. I think we are so conditioned to view party decor as single-use plastic that just goes straight into the garbage the next morning.
But it doesn't have to be. A foil backdrop might cost $19.99. A confetti balloon tail kit might run $14.99. These items are designed with self-sealing valves or durable materials. If you carefully deflate a foil balloon or fold up a foil fringe backdrop, you can store it and reuse it for a New Year's Eve party, a graduation, and a baby shower.
Wow.
Yeah, by reusing those statement pieces across multiple events, you are driving your cost per use down to mere pennies.
I love seeing how these rules play out in reality, and the guide provided a highly relatable real-world case study.
It did, yeah.
It details a 30th birthday party hosted in a standard Vaughn condo. The host needed a major focal point for the doorway to welcome guests.
Let's look the exact shopping list for that event because it's so practical. The host purchased one purple arch kit as the foundation. To customize it, she applied the one accent rule and bought a single 50-count pack of silver latex balloons.
Nice and simple.
Very. Finally, to give it that designer edge, she added a reusable silver confetti tassel kit.
And the stats on that setup are incredible. The total spend for the entire installation was just $53.97 CAD.
That's nothing for event decor.
No. She spent about 90 minutes sitting at her kitchen table the night before, inflating and attaching the balloons to the strip. The next morning, she just taped the finished spine to the doorway.
And people loved it.
The craziest part, the guests walked in and actively asked her which professional designer she had hired to install it.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, it really demonstrates how incredibly gentle the cost curve is when you leverage this specific DIY method. The base kit absorbs the vast majority of the financial burden.
Right.
Let's say you have a massive living room wall and a single 16-foot garland isn't enough. You want a statement double arch that wraps all the way around the room.
A huge focal point.
You simply buy two kits and join the plastic strips end to end. You have doubled the physical footprint of your decor, but your total spend is still sitting under $90.
So what does this all mean? It means it scales beautifully because the core engineering, the strip and the glue dots, is already baked into that initial low cost.
You don't need to reinvent the wheel every time you want to add volume.
Exactly. You are scaling the volume without multiplying the complexity.
It's so efficient.
Well, if you have any kind of event coming up on your calendar, like a milestone birthday, a neighborhood block party, a holiday gathering, you now have the exact blueprint to pull this off. You can take this event design knowledge and apply it right away.
Absolutely.
If you happen to be in the greater Toronto area, you can actually go look at these base kits and professional setups in person. Party Boutiques has a physical storefront on Yonge Street in Thornhill, specifically 7724 Yonge Street.
It's a great spot.
It is an incredibly easy trip, just a short 15-minute drive from most areas as Vaughan, Richmond Hill, or North York. You can walk in, see the actual balloon colors under real lighting, and walk out with everything you need.
And if you are outside of the area or, you know, just prefer the convenience of having it shipped, you can view the entire catalog, explore the kits, and place your order directly on their website at partyboutiques.ca.
Perfect.
They also offer direct quotes for those massive professional installations if your event scale demands it.
Just a quick recap to burn this into your memory before your next party. The true secret to budget-friendly, high-end event decor is purposefully mixing your balloon sizes to create that lush variance.
Right.
Skipping the expensive helium entirely so your structure lasts for weeks, and letting the engineering of the clear plastic decorating strip do all the heavy lifting.
Yeah.
You've got this.
We've talked intensely about the mechanics of balloons today, but I want to leave you with a broader thought to mull over regarding design in general.
Let's hear it.
The modern obsession with this organic, asymmetric balloon trend hasn't just changed how parties look. It has actually democratized the very concept of event decor.
How do you mean?
Think back to those rigid arches of the past. When absolute mathematical perfection was the standard, power was held exclusively by the professionals. The minute you messed up the circumference of a single balloon, the whole structure looked like a cheap amateur attempt.
Oh, that is so true.
But today, the aesthetic shift toward deliberate chaos, toward varied sizes and unpredictability, has handed the power directly back to the host. Next time you see a messy, organic, modern aesthetic in a magazine or at an event, ask yourself, is it just a passing design trend? Or is it a quiet rebellion against having to pay for professional perfection?
That is a brilliant way to look at it. You can take the exact same raw ingredients as the pros, lean fully into the chaos, and serve up a Michelin star presentation on a fast food budget. Thank you so much for taking this deep dive with us today. Get out there and start building.